te reo irirangi o te hiku o teika, whakarongo tonu mai. Mihi tonu ana kia koutou, whakarongo mai nei ki te reo o te hiku o teika, kai pāpāhora, e mihi atu nei ko Pā Kelly. Anō tāku kai kōrero ia tai te keiruaitu wai ei tēnei wā, tēnei ko Trudy Brown, i runga anō i te kōrero e mengara pōwhiria mai ki runga, ka whakātu anō ia mātou kōrero mō ngā pātaka kai o te hiku, anei rā ngā update. Nō reira, a kia ora e te tamahine, Trudy.
Tēnā koutou katoa I whakarongo mai anei. Thank you for having me on the radio. For those of you that don't know, and probably most of you know where our pātaka is, but it's at number 60 North Road in Kaitaia. And this week we've been having lots of people dropping off fresh veggies and fresh fruit from their trees. So at the moment, grapefruit are in season, lemons are in season, oranges and citrus are in season. So we're having lots of people dropping off fruit. So that's really awesome. And I just want to encourage people, if your trees are overladen with fruit, bring them into the pātaka, because we have whānau that come in that like to have fruit for their kids' school lunches, or even the lemons and that for baking. And you know, with winter coming on and people getting the flu, it's always a good idea to sort of load up on oranges and lemons and grapefruit. So thank you for all the whānau that have been dropping fruit off to the pātaka. Also, we've got the same people dropping off fresh veggies, really exotic things too, like kale, mizuno, which is a Chinese or Japanese lettuce. So you find everything at the pātaka kai. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't have to fill out any forms. You don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to leave the koha, but it's always good if you do. But the food in the pātaka is free. And if you're going past and you see something you like, then by all means help yourself if you need it. And then maybe sometime later on when you've got a bit of excess food, you can just put it in the pātaka for someone else to take. So, yeah, everything's turning over at the pātaka, and it's all really driven by the community. You know, we hardly do anything, really, other than oversee the pātaka, but we just are grateful for the koha that we get from the community, and it's the community that keep it turning over every week.
Kia ora, Trudy, kia ora. I just finished having Pio today online, and he went down this line of that kupu, pōhara and whakamā, was where Pio and I went down, and he turned around and he said, just because you haven't got money as a Māori, it doesn't mean to say you're pōhara. He believes wholeheartedly, and I support what he says, te pōhara o te ao Māori is within their spirit, it's not within their physical being or their being able to do or being able to get whatever they want. Te ao Māori has never ever been labelled pōhara. Of course, we even went down the road of when somebody, a Miss Mahi, when they come back to work, Tauiwi said, oh, what happened yesterday, boy, another Māori day off. And Pio actually spat the dummy when I said that. He turned around and he said, what happened with our parents in days of old is that when you have a mate, you take time to go to that mate. It's the cultural aside of te ao Māori, te ao Pākehā will never understand. And that is how they actually keep suppressing and keep, keep colonising our wairua by using kupu like that. Oh, Māori day off. Man, it didn't go down very well, but what he said was absolutely true. Te pōhara o te ao Māori is not about what they are able or not able to do, what they can see or what they can't see. It's about how the strength and the fire of their wairua that has been suppressed and, you know, it's been mahi kinot for so long. Te wairua, tō rātou wairua is that way inclined, you know. So what we need to do as a taua, ngā mea putana ngā kōrero like Pio, is to encourage our Māori, our listeners, you know, to haere ki te horoi ki roto o te wai makariri. And what that does is it equalizes, it levels the wai of the wai and the kāpura of the wairua of a person. That helps lift that weight up. If the weight is lifted up and strong, the body would follow suit. However, when the weight is mawiwi and it's suppressed, it's pōuri, that is how the weight is how the body portrays itself to be. Well, what do you think about that kōrero coming from Pio today, Trudy?
Oh, look, I wholeheartedly support that kōrero because we do know that our people are, you know, they're not pōhara, but they are, you know, don't have that spiritual strength that they need. But I know lots and lots of our whānau who are just, you know, they're happy, but they're just above water. But they always have something to give to someone else. So it's not the rich people that are putting things into our pātaka kai. It's just the everyday somebody, Māori, who just wants to give and help. Even though they don't have a lot for themselves, they still can find the time and the energy to help someone else. So, yeah, no, I totally agree with that kōrero because I've seen it myself, you know, the people that, don't have a lot to give, but actually they give a lot. So, yeah, it makes sense what he said.
Aye, kia ora. Absolutely support it. Tautoko ana ki tērā. And the other part that we actually touched on is this kupu. It's called whakamā. And I said to him, quite a lot of the families up in Te Hiku Kaitaia here won't go to the pātaka kai, you know, to get themselves a hand up. Why? They get whakamā. People might see them, you know, and label them as pōhara, you know, or as bludgers, te me perara te kupu Pākehā, you know. And mate, he spat the dummy again, eh, about that kupu pōhara, and he made it quite clear. He said, if there is a race of people that is rich, is Te Ao Māori, that's rich in tradition, rich in tikanga, rich in te reo, rich in land, what little they do have. However, the thing is, because their wairua has been smacked, slapped, you know, stood on, and even raped, is ko te wairua o Te Ao Māori. And you know, the thing is that they are still doing that today by putting Māori titles on Pākehā organisations, that coming through into your whare under a Māori title, Tu Mahi Kino Māori Tamariki, which is anera te oranga tamariki. You know, I mean, it's the system that's deliberately doing that to us, whether they understand they're doing, especially our politician, Māori politicians, of today. And some of those name comes from our iwi forum leaders. You know, their intentions are honourable, but what the system does with those kupu Māori, anera e mahi kinona ano I te wairua o Te Ao Māori, you know. And they're still doing that. So many where colonisation, you know, they reckon, nah, that's a thing of the past. However, the thing is, colonisation never stops. The only one that can stop that doing what it's doing is us, ko tātou Te Ao Māori. So we need to find a way to strengthen the wairua, the spirit of Te Ao Māori and its people.
Kia ora. I totally agree with that, Pa. And I think we, you know, hopefully we'll see some changes in that space around government organisations renaming themselves and giving themselves Māori names. But really for, you know, a lot of our people get turned off by those things anyway, and that's why our organisation exists, that if you don't want to go there and deal with them, you can come through our organisation, Open the Curtains, and we can advocate and, you know, take you in there and just make it a lot easier, I suppose, for whānau who need to go in there. It's not that people want to go there. Sometimes they have to go there to sort some business out. And so there are a few organisations in town where you can approach us and then we can help you and ease that transition, I suppose, from where you are to having to deal with organisations, government organisations that are, yeah, like you said, they might wear a name, a Māori name, but they don't really understand the responsibility and the weight and the obligations that come with that name.
Kia ora.
And so we can help in that space.
Kia ora te tamahi ne. Ka rangatirangi anō anō a tātou kōrero i tēnei wā, ngā kōrero a Pio Terei, anei rā me tō whakapiri i tangā tuki e rā kōrero mai roto a koutou tautoko i wērā whānau. Nā runga i tērā e mihi rangatirāna, ka hoatu a taua mihi mutunga e a final kōrero anei rā māu.
Oh, kia ora. I just want to, again, thank everyone that supports us at Open the Curtains, that support our pātaka kai, and that really help the rest of the community when they koha stuff to our pātaka kai. So just a big thank you and have a great day. Kia ora.
Iwa te kaumā whetū, ira tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.